You'll get that one.
Yep, all set. You clear your mind. Intention, no register allocation in this talk. We're just going to talk about what programming is like and why we're doing it and whether we're doing it the right way, because there's a good chance we're not. I came up with this idea for this talk because you might know there's a lot of work going on in what they call safe languages these days. Probably some of you are working on some of those languages. And I began to wonder whether this was all as well, whether we were going about this the right way. The impetus for a safe programming languages is connected to security. And I'll tell you a little story. Person I know, it's 30 years ago. She had become a Unix administrator, and she came out of a meeting, and at the end of that meeting, one of the senior people in the organization said, "I want you to make sure when we're done with this operation that it's secure." She went home that night. By the time she got to work in the morning, she came in, and the place was a complete disaster. The major systems were not working correctly that she was responsible for. It was supposed to be secure because the night before when she went home, she used the command chmod capital R minus W slash. So security is has a lot of components. And language, the language we program in is just one of them. If you have control of the machine, as our Dreamcast person will say, you have control of the machine. You own the security of that thing. If you are mistrusting the people who are responsible for that machine, you could wind up with a read-only main drive. You have policies. You have enforcement of those policies. So all that stuff goes into the security. The programming language that we're using is just one small piece of it. And the definition that I mean by safe isn't even all that great. Let's accept that, you know, you can crash your program with the simplest possible programming language. It doesn't take much. And you'd like to think that a compiler would help you with this problem. I'd like to think that. But often it does not. You yourself can look at those few lines and see exactly what's wrong. But somehow the static analysis and all of its intelligence came up with nothing. So for the purpose of this talk, the definition of safe language is the one I'm taking from what I read from those C++ guys. I actually wrote to Bjarne Straustrup to ask him whether it was possible to use the COBOL front end in GCC as an example of safe programming practices in C++. And he directed me to a lot of his papers. I think that was no, but we can still talk about it. In any case, if you go, so Herb Sutter went through, proposes that the thing he'd like to tackle first, the lowest hanging, are these four items from the common weakness enumeration database. And you'll notice that they're all runtime errors. And they're pretty simple. You used an array outside of where it was supposed to be, or used a pointer that wasn't yours or didn't apply to the thing it was supposed to. That's it. That's all they're really trying to accomplish, and they've got a lot of people working on it. In COBOL, I want to make sure I did this in the right order. I don't want to skip anything. Yep. Okay. So COBOL has a whole runtime exception system built into it in a way that I've never seen another language do. I want to point out something before I go any further in this. Everything I'm going to talk about is something you could write. These are things that are built into the system you're writing it with. You could write a copy constructor in C++ and create certain things, but that logic's on you. The things I'm talking about are things that are built into the language that you're using. But in COBOL, it was originally designed back before Bacchusnauer form was a thing. Isn't that it? Yeah. I would say that's a low figure, right? So our COBOL system today, ISO COBOL 2023, has 120 runtime exception conditions. What you do in COBOL is you set up at the beginning of your program any of these things you want to handle. You can handle them individually, each 120 at a time, or by class, all of the ones that are boundary errors. And you say, what do I want to do about that? And then when you finish with that declarative section that runs as a result of the exception handling, logic returns to where it came from. Or it doesn't. It depends on whether you tell it to. So you don't have it at the function level or anything like that. It's generally speaking, it's a global thing.